Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her Neshama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Mishchos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezber, and Spari, Rachel, they should be given to Rezar, Shalkayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet tells us, Lo Yetzeo Ish, a man is not allowed to go out with the following, Loi B'Sayif, not with a sword, V'loi B'Keshes, not with a bow, V'loi B'Tris, not with a shield, V'loi B'Alo, not with a club, V'loi B'Roimach, and not with a spear. Meaning a man is not allowed to go out with all these weapons into the Rishos HaRabim. Vim Yatzan, if he did do so, Chayev Chatos, he's Chayev Chatos. No carrying weapons on Shabbos. Rabbi Ezra says, Tachshitin Hein Loi, they're considered an adornment, a tachshit for him. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Chagar Charbucha al Yarech, Gibor, put your sword on your thigh, strong man. It's your majesty and splendor. So, according to Rabbi Yezer, a weapon is considered an adornment for a man. And they say, it's a disgrace for a man to go out with a weapon. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, talking about Yumais HaMashiach, they're going to beat their swords into spades. A spade is a tool to dig with. And their spears into shears. Shears are special type of scissors meant to cut trees and bushes with. One nation will not lift a sword to the other, and they're not going to learn war anymore. So a weapon is not something that's considered a tachshit. The Mishnah continues, Biris tahira. Garters are tahar, meaning they cannot be makabel tuma, v'yaitzin baba Shabbos, and a woman is allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Now what is a garter? So a garter is a contraption of sorts that would hold up the women's stockings and prevent them from falling down. Now the reason why the garter is not makabel tuma is because number one, it's not a tachshit. It's not considered an adornment. It's kind of like a clip or a pin or something like that. And it's also not considered a beged. It's not considered a garment. It's just meant to prevent her garment, her sock, from falling down. But it itself is not considered a garment. So it can't be makabel tuma. And one would be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because we're not afraid that she's going to take it off to show it to her friend. If she does, her leg is going to be exposed. However, the Mishnah continues, kivalim temeim, chains that connected garters together, those could be makabel tuma, the ein yotzin behem b'Shabbos, and one is not allowed to go out with him on Shabbos. Now, what were these kivalim? So they were chains that connected women's garters together, and they prevented young girls from taking wide steps. These chains made sure that they took short steps, and therefore these weren't meant to hold their socks up. It was more like a tachshit, an adornment, so therefore it could be makabel tuma, and they're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, because maybe they're going to take it off and carry it for Amos and the Rosh Hasharabim. And now moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah discusses what a person is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Yaitza isha b'chute seyar. A woman is allowed to go out with strands of hair that are woven into her hair. This is talking about hair which is not attached to her head, but it's woven and braided into her hair. Bein mishalah, whether it's her own hair which was cut off. Bein mishal chaverta, whether it's her friend's hair, meaning it's human hair. Bein mishal behema, whether it's animal hair. In all these cases, we're not afraid that she's going to loosen it and take it off and carry it in the Rosh Hasharabim. Ubatei tefes, she's allowed to go out with a headband. Ubesan butin, she's allowed to go out with these bangles or these colorful strings that are hanging down from her head. Band, Bizman Shehin Tfurin, that's if they're sewn into the cap that she wears on her head. If they're sewn into the cap, so she's not going to take off her cap to show it to people, because then her hair is going to be exposed. Bakavel, she's allowed to go out with his hat on her head. Ube Peyanachris, and with a wig. Lachatzer, she's allowed to wear it into a chatzer. Bemaksha Ba'azna, she's allowed to go out with this cloth in her ear. Let's say she was having some sort of discharge from her ear and was uncomfortable, so she wanted to absorb it with a cloth. She's allowed to go out with that cloth in her ear. Ube Maksha Ba'sandala, she's allowed to go out with a shoe insert, this meant to protect her foot, and with this cloth that she wears when she's a nida. In all these situations, we're not afraid she's going to carry it for Amos and Rosh Hasharabim. Pilpel, she's allowed to go out with a piece of pepper in her mouth. This gets rid of her bad breath. It was like the olden day Listerine. Gargar Melech, she could go out with a lump of salt in her mouth. This is because she had a toothache. Or for that matter, anything that she's going to put into her mouth, she's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. As long as she doesn't put it into her mouth on Shabbos. That's because we're afraid someone's going to see her doing this on Shabbos, and they're going to suspect her of trying to carry this piece of pepper from one place to another by using her mouth, so therefore no putting it in her mouth on Shabbos, but if it was placed in her mouth before Shabbos, she can carry it on Shabbos. But now the Mishnah continues, Vim Nafal, if it fell out of her mouth on Shabbos, Loi Tachser, she's not allowed to put it back in. And lastly, the Mishnah concludes, Shein Toiteves, a false tooth, Vishein Shel Zahav, and a golden cap on a tooth which decayed, Rav Meir Matir V'Chacham Maisrim. Rav Meir allows her to go out with this, the Chacham do not. Rav Meir allows her to go out with this because he's not afraid that she's going to take out this false tooth or this gold cap because she's going to be embarrassed to show that she doesn't have a tooth in place of this false false one, and that the tooth underneath this gold cap is all decayed. Whereas the Chachamim asked her this because they're afraid that she's going to be embarrassed that this false tooth or this gold tooth of hers is different than all the other ones, and that she's going to take it off because of that and carry it. So the Chachamim do not allow her to go out with these types of teeth. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.